17 American states and Washington, D.C. are suing the Donald Trump administration over its family separation policy at the U.S. border. The lawsuit was filed by 18 Democratic attorney generals. It attempts to force the administration to reunite the approximately 2,000 separated children with their families. In the complaint filed with the U.S. District Court in Seattle, the states called Trump's June 20th executive order purporting to suspend the separations, quote, illusory. They say the president's order was too vague to guarantee an end to the policy. The complaint said the administration's policy is unconstitutional in part because it is motivated by animus and a desire to harm immigrants arriving from Latin America.
The fact that the U.S. president thinks this is a political issue and that he is willing to put lives in danger and allow irreparable harm to children is a stain on our humanity. It's a stain on our politics. This transcends politics.
Meanwhile, immigration activists, teachers, and members of the clergy protested against Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. The protests sparked by news and images of migrant children from Central America who have been separated from their families. Several protesters were arrested by police during the rally. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by a member of the Answer Coalition, Richard Becker, thanks so much for being with us. Well, we see now another more lawsuits against the Trump administration, and interestingly enough, the timing, because we've just seen other, we've seen the results of course, the travel ban, and that the U.S. Supreme Court has said that the administration is in the right and Donald Trump had the right to do what he has done. What about this time around? We see more suits coming from attorney generals around the country. With the setup of the Supreme Court the way it is now, is it likely that this also can ultimately be upheld?
Yes, I think that it is very likely that it can be upheld. What we have in the United States today is a white supremacist government. And the white supremacists have the White House, they have a majority in Congress, and they have a majority on the Supreme Court. And they are really bound and determined to carry out these policies, which are really all directed against people of color. From defending the police and police killings in the African American and Latino communities to this vicious, vicious separation of families at the border, to the outrageous and outlandish ban on people from predominantly Muslim countries. We have to put all these things together and face the reality of what the situation is. And I would say this, that in addition to the lawsuits that have been filed, this coming Saturday, June 30th, there will be hundreds and hundreds of protests across the United States and beyond that will be protesting against the family separation and really the whole immigration policy, because we don't want the family separated, but we also don't want those families to be together in detention, in prison.
Well, it's interesting when we look at the travel ban and whether we're talking about the legality or illegality of it, it's interesting even the choice of countries, because we seem to be looking at a greater geopolitical strategic perspective. We look at, for example, we have a country like Venezuela that obviously one would think is not a threat to the United States. We have a country like Iran that has actually never supported terrorism, and no Iranian terrorist has ever been caught in the United States. But on the other hand, we have a country like Saudi Arabia that, according to Washington itself, well, parts of Washington anyway, blaming the majority of the hijackers in 9/11, blaming it on the Saudis, and yet Saudi Arabia would not make this list. It's amazing on so many different levels. Your take on that side of things, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with fact and everything to do with power and policy. So the Saudi monarchy, one of the most reactionary governments, perhaps the most reactionary government in the world, challenged only by some of the other Gulf monarchies, has shared its wealth. And we should remember that when Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was in the Oval Office with Trump, Trump said that that Saudi Arabia has great wealth and they're sharing their wealth with us. And you couldn't make it any clearer that the big oil companies, the big banks, the military industrial corporations have reaped hundreds of billions, if not more, in profits from this relationship with Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia is given a free ticket in the mass media here in the United States. And it's because Iran maintains an independent course. It has been willing to enter into negotiations, which the U.S. has broken, the agreement, the JCPOA. Iraq had an independent government. Sometimes it collaborated with the United States, but it wasn't a puppet, so it was overthrown. The same with Libya. And now we're talking about those are the countries that are being targeted for the ban on Muslims, and it's clearly a Muslim ban.
So it's not about security, in your perspective, Richard, because of course the excuse being used by the Trump administration is keeping Americans secure, keeping Americans safe. Correlation between the safety of Americans and this ban, in your perspective?
I think there's virtually none. The countries that are being targeted are countries that have not waged war or terrorist acts or anything like that against the United States. These are highly political decisions that are being made, and they're really aimed at particular countries and not at other countries which have far, far graver human rights violations, which have, as you said, you know, Saudi Arabia has funneled billions and billions of dollars to organizations like Al-Qaeda. They helped start, they were critical in starting Al-Qaeda, out of which ISIS was born. So what we're really seeing is if those governments are willing to go along with the U.S. agenda, with the U.S. empire, they're exempted, and those that aren't are being targeted.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of San Francisco, Mr. Richard Becker from the Answer Coalition.